The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You lock the kingdom of heaven before men. You do not enter yourselves, nor do you allow entrance to those trying to enter. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You traverse sea and land to make one convert, and when that happens, you make him a child of Gehenna twice as much as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, 'If one swears by the temple, it means nothing, but if one swears by the gold of the temple, one is obligated.' Blind fools, which is greater, the gold or the temple that made the gold sacred? And you say, 'If one swears by the altar, it means nothing, but if one swears by the gift on the altar, one is obligated.' You blind ones, which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? One who swears by the altar swears by it and all that is upon it. One who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it. One who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who is seated on it." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus has already said earlier in the Gospel not to swear, so not to kind of make these. Look, people do this, say unintentionally, right? It's like by heavens, or by Jove, right? One of the ancient gods, or what are we doing when we speak, right? Jesus has already taken us to task for throwing words around like that, so we certainly keep guard of our own thoughts and actions. I want to give you guys something actually that a kid gave me a couple years ago, kind of around this, but not really. I realized that we don't realize it. Do you know when people say, "Oh my gosh," and they say God instead? That's swearing, right? Oh yeah, I know, right? This is it. Think about how flippantly we use that. I mean, it's once you realize and you adapt that for yourself, and you don't say, "Oh my," right, the wrong one, then you start to see how abrasive it is when people use that around you. Anyway, that's just a tip for today, so please do take that one to heart. But lest you think that I'm going to be here a scribe or a Pharisee or a blind guide and focus on something that seems insignificant, right, when there's so much more to talk about, then I'm going to go right to the heart of it, because this is what it is, right? Jesus is saying to the scribes and the Pharisees, "Hey, you're going out and taking this complex, like, system of rules and behaviors and this and that and the other, and you're making converts of people, but you're only making them slaves to yourself. And you guys are going off to the wrong place. And if you've made them follow you, then they're going off to the wrong place as well. And you've missed the very heart of the matter," right? And what is the heart of the matter but the love of God, his mercy, his justice, right, which endure forever? So here Jesus is not only, again, it's not simply good advice, right? Here this is Jesus chastising, right? I tried to show it in my voice. Why? Because most of us can't even imagine Jesus saying things like this. Can you imagine him saying it, right? So, I mean, it'd be helpful also, like I said, always say, go back and read it again. It's a big, big challenge that he's putting in front of people, okay? So that's one part, realizing the challenge, but the challenge is this for us as well. If we are to go out, and we are, to win converts, right, to win people over to the love of God, then we have to stay focused on what matters. And it's not going to be this thing or that thing, this idea, that practice, this whatever. Like, it's not going to be these kind of details. Oh, if you just do this, then everything's going to be fine, right? And it's the same, I think, there for us, right? We don't convert people in that sense to an ideology. If you just believe this certain set of principles, then you're going to be saved, right? You're going to be fine. But it's the same for us. Like, we don't get off like that either, to say we believe in a certain set of principles and so we're fine, like, with God. No, what's happening is that Jesus, here is calling us beyond that into proper, say, right ordered relationship with God. And that happens through and with and in Jesus. It's Jesus then who's calling out to us to not, it's not to forget the things that, say, support that relationship with God, but perhaps to let go of the things that distract us from the heart of our relationship with God. Jesus is calling out to us. He wants us simply to give him our hearts, to turn over our lives to him. Instead of, say, anything else, right? The language of the scriptures, again, is love, trust, and obey. We don't want to love, trust, and obey anything besides Almighty God. And here Jesus stands in front of us today, calling us, beckoning us to love, trust, and obey him. That's the heart of the gospel, right? But the good news is that not just that he's calling out for us to do it, but that he's also sent his Spirit to us that we might be able to, that we might be able to turn our entire hearts and our lives over to him, that we might have the strength to do that, the courage to do that, the humility to do that, so that we might be sent on mission into his world, again, to bring the love of God to life, but to gather all peoples to himself in that same love and mercy and justice.